and Simon Shun Nun Aleph finishing up. The Mechaber says, Avalim Yesh Ben Arba Al Arba, if the pipe has 4x4, Ophilo Eman Arba Al Arba, Vehein Lamala Me'asara Aser. Or even if it doesn't have 4x4, but it's above 10, so then you're not going to be able to do so, the Mishnah Berurah says, because where goes there, that maybe it will be 4x4 in a Tirsus HaYachid, which would then be prohibited. Simon Shin and Beis, HaKori B'Sefer Neskalgar Meshos L'Shos Sif Aleph, HaKori B'Sefer Al Heskufa, if you're reading a book on the roof, Neskalgar Rosh HaEchad Me'Hasefer Miyado, and one of the it's not a book. It's, and as Mishnah Berurah explains, in the time of Chazal, all of their svarim were written like gilyonos. They were all written like a Sifrei Torah. So if you have a rolled up cloth, and then one of the sides rolls out of your hand, Nisha Rosh Hashanah Biyado, and you only have one side being held in your hand at the moment. Golo etzlo, afinos galu chutzal arba amos. You're allowed to roll it up, even if it's rolled 4 amos away. Even if you're in the Shus HaYachid and it rolls out into Shus HaRabim, you're allowed to roll it back up. Because it's degrading to the Kisvei Kodesh for it to be rolled out like that, that's why we allowed you to roll it back up. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it must have rolled down and landed on the ground, the other side, because otherwise it's not a Bizayon. If it's just hanging in the air, that's not enough of a Bizayon to allow us to let you to roll it back up. The Mishnah Berurah also says this is only when one tzad is still in your hand. But if the entire thing fell onto the ground, even if it fell into a karmelis, you're not going to be allowed to pick it back up, even for Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh. The reason that is permissible to do when one side is still in your hand is because Mida Oraisa, it's going to be okay to pull it back in. There only goes or midrabanam because we're afraid that you might be make a when the entire thing falls in. So therefore, because of the bizayon to the Kisei Kodesh, we allowed you to pick it back up. The Ramah adds, Durabim Darsi Alei Skupa. The reason is because a lot of people walk in this area, and therefore the Kisei Kodesh will probably get stepped on. So there's a lot of bizayon. V'dafka kisei hakodesh al b'shar dvarim asur afilo nafla el karmelis. This is only by kisei hakodesh, but by all other things, it's going to be prohibited, even if it falls into a karmelis. Even if you're still holding one side, we're not going to allow you to pull it back in because we're gozer that maybe the whole thing would fall in, and you'll pick that up as well. Mishnah Berurah says there are some who are mekil, but still, in our Rishos HaRabims, we should be machar because there are some poskim who hold that our Rishos HaRabims are really Rishos HaRabims, not karmelises, as we discussed in Simen Shin Mem Hei. Siv Beis HaYikori El Agag, Venes Gag HaRosh HaEchem Yod, if you're reading on the roof, and one side falls in, what falls out of your hand, as long as it hasn't reached below 10 tvachim from the ground, hakrovim la'aretz, go low, so you're allowed to roll it back up, because as long as it hasn't reached below 10 tvachim, that's going to be a makom p'tur, and this is going to be anything that falls out of your hand, even if it's not kisvei hakodesh, because as long as it hasn't gotten to below 10 tvachim, it's going to be a makom p'tur, and you're allowed to pick up from that area.